Let's spend some time on science, because this is genuinely a remarkable week for discovery and innovation. Starting with SpaceX, the FAA has cleared Starship for Flight 13 after completing the mishap investigation from the previous test. Starship is the largest rocket ever built, standing 123 meters tall, roughly the height of a 40-story building, and the program's trajectory has been one of ambitious iteration. Each flight has pushed further. Flight 13 is expected to attempt additional milestones in both upper stage re-entry and the booster catch mechanism that SpaceX calls Mechazilla.
The regulatory clearance from the FAA is significant because the relationship between SpaceX and the FAA has been genuinely complicated. Starship launches from Boca Chica in Texas require environmental review and launch licensing, and prior to each test, the FAA has needed to complete mishap investigations before clearing the next flight. The fact that this clearance came relatively quickly after the last test suggests the FAA's investigation found the anomaly was understood and corrective actions are in place.
Hubble detecting the first stellar mass black hole inside Omega Centauri is a discovery that required extraordinary precision. Omega Centauri is the largest globular cluster in the Milky Way, containing roughly 10 million stars in a sphere about 150 light years across. Astronomers have long suspected that globular clusters might harbor intermediate mass black holes at their centers, but stellar mass black holes, the kind formed when individual massive stars collapse, are much harder to find because they're smaller and don't shine. Hubble found this one by detecting its gravitational influence on nearby stars.
The interstellar sugar detection is perhaps the most philosophically resonant discovery. Erythrulose is a 4-carbon sugar. It's what gives raspberries part of their chemical signature, and it was identified in a molecular cloud near the center of the Milky Way. This matters for astrobiology because sugars are building blocks for RNA, and the detection of complex organic molecules in the interstellar medium suggests that the chemical precursors to life are distributed much more widely through the galaxy than we previously understood. It doesn't tell us life exists elsewhere, but it tells us the ingredients are available.
The NYU Feynman sprinkler solution is delightful because it's been an open question since Richard Feynman posed it in the 1940s. The problem asks, if a sprinkler runs backward, sucking in water instead of spraying it, does it rotate in the opposite direction from normal, or does it stay still, or does it rotate in the same direction? Feynman's intuition was that it would stay still, but the experimental results were always ambiguous. The NYU team built what they're calling silly sprinklers, specially engineered to isolate the relevant fluid dynamics, and found the answer depends critically on flow rate, with the backward sprinkler rotating in the opposite direction at low flow rates and stagnating at high ones. It's a clean experimental resolution to a problem that physics textbooks have been hedging on for 80 years.
Penn State's paint-on-skin electrodes for health monitoring are a practical materials science breakthrough. The electrodes are conductive inks that can be painted directly onto skin and dry to form flexible, conformable sensors that measure bioelectrical signals, heart rate, muscle activity, neural signals, far more accurately than wearable devices that sit on the surface of skin. The challenge with wearables is motion artifact. When you move, the device moves relative to your skin and picks up noise. Paint-on electrodes eliminate that gap entirely.
And the dark matter, fifth dimension theory, is theoretical physics that's speculative, but genuinely interesting. The hypothesis connects dark matter, the invisible mass that accounts for roughly 27% of the universe's energy content, to a hidden spatial dimension beyond our observable four. The mathematics suggests that particles could leak into this extra dimension in ways that produce the gravitational signatures we attribute to dark matter without requiring any new particle to actually exist in our observable space. It's the kind of theory that requires extremely precise cosmological observations to test, but it's falsifiable, which makes it good science rather than speculation.